She opened her eyes a crack and glimpsed through the doors of hell. There before her was a dining table, beginning just inside the door and stretching off into the distance for 100 paces or so until it was lost in darkness. Set upon it was the most magnificent feast any monarch of any age could ever hope to see. Silver platters piled with glistening cold fruits and hot steaming delicacies on golden platters. Diamond goblets of wine and juice and water, coffees and pastries. Well, it stretched on for as far as she could see and likely went beyond that into forever. She was led by the figure along the side of the table for some distance and was shown a seat that she would occupy if she were to end her soul's journey in hell. She noticed no other souls in the chairs about her, and before she could voice the question, the being spoke.
"Just as you, they have not yet passed on."
She sat down. That instant, she was consumed with an unbearable hunger. Her whole being ached to partake of the feast in front of her, as if she had been on the brink of starvation since the day of her very birth. And before her was set a lifetime of her favorite foods. She quickly grabbed a small piece of warm bread near her and began to bring it to her mouth. To her shock and amazement, her elbow was no longer there. It had simply disappeared. She clasped an apple in her other hand, and just the same. Her arm became solid from shoulder to wrist, no elbow. No way for either hand to bring the delicious food to her mouth. She dropped the food quickly and her elbows returned. She leaned forward to simply take up the bread with her mouth alone. As soon as her face was beyond the edge of the table and over the food, she found that her mouth was gone. Stricken with terror, she stood up from the table and ran in panic away from the door she had entered and deeper into hell, glimpsing as she fled chair upon chair, holding the wildly insane, drawn, and emaciated denizens of damnation, each with unbending arms, grabbing for the favorite delicacy in front of them, and screaming from an eternity of wretched, mad starvation. Realizing her folly, she doubled back and ran from the horrific lost souls, now screaming herself. The doors were attempting to swing shut before her, but were held open by the figure who had brought her there. When she ran clear of them, they slammed shut with the finality of a coffin lid. And she was left to fall weeping outside them.